A very good afternoon to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Aritasiat, and this week, and today on Sunday the 17th of December, we're taking a special retro review of the 1981 Eurovision. Yes, we're taking a look at the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest this week. And it came from the RDS Simmons Court Pavilion in Dublin, Ireland. The presenter was Doreen de Bruin. And the conductor for the RTV television orchestra was Noel Keelahan. The UK's commentary was done by the late, great Sir Terry Wogan, of course. Now, the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest is held in a very special place with many Eurovision Song Contest fans, particularly here in the United Kingdom, as the UK won the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest. And we'll get into that song a little bit later on. Not only that, Cyprus debuted in 1981. Israel and Yugoslavia returned, while Italy and Morocco withdrew from the contest. And we're going to start our way from the bottom of the scoreboard, and we're going to work our way up to the top. Now, sadly, let's start with a song that got nil point, but the singer here was highly regarded, as he was famous for collaborating with ABBA and their conductors, and well, not necessarily conductors, but lyricists and composers a lot over in Sweden. But this is a Norwegian entry that got nil point. It's Finn Fredrik with Aldrig I livet. And this is actually quite a nice song, shockingly.
Go.
Playback of Portugal 1981. Yes, came joint 18th with a Turkish entry, Modern Folk, with Donle Dolap. Yes, with 9 points. Donle Dolap, just to let you know, in Turkish means Ferris wheel. I'm sure it will come in handy next time you go to Turkey on holiday. The Austrian entry came up next in 17th place. It was Marty Beim with Wien of Du Da Bist. Yes, that came 17th with 20 points. Which means when you're here. Oh, very sweet. Okay, and then we're going to go now to the Finnish entry that came 16th with 27 points. We're going to hear it right away. The first time reggae was ever at the Eurovision Song Contest, and Finland brought it. Ricky Sorsa with Reggae. Okay.
Reggae, okei. Okay. Ja jos ei kaikille vielä tuttu, silti koko ajan päällä. Reggae, okei. Okay. No niin rastat kun kundit kulmillaan tätä biittiä pitää jo omanaan. Ja mäntti joka sano, kiitti mulle riitti. Reggae, okei. Okay. Tää rytmi menee tajutaan, se soundi on ku pommi. Reggae. Opit kyllä tosta vaan, se tuttu on kun rommi. Reggae, okei. Okay. Ja jos kiinnostaa tää meno nyt, niin nauti siitä kunnes menehdyt. Ja kohta säkin sanot, tää biitti mulle kiitti. Reggae, okei. Okay. Reggae. Okay.
There from Yugoslavia in 1981, coming 15th from now Bosnia and Herzegovina, Sedid Memij Vita with the song Leila. Now this is a lovely ballad, as I just mentioned, and Sedid talks about a man who's very passionate about a special woman called Leila, and he says that no one will ever love you like I do. And it was a great success in former Yugoslavia back then in 1981. Okay, what a great song there. And now let's move on to the Spanish entry that came next in the placing as we review the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now get your contacts, get in contact with us if you'd like to get your point across on the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase and you can like our Facebook page, which is the Eurovision Showcase as well. So we go to the 14th place, which is Spain, is from Balashelli with the song Yo Solo Tú, which is great. 14th place with 38 points. Yes, the song is pretty much a moderately up-tempo number, which Balashelli sort of sings about his loved one, saying that he is happy when they are both are together. And nothing is the same if you're not here. Now, the song was performed 10th on the night, and at the close of voting, as I said, it got 38 points. 14th out of a field of 20. So here we are. This is Spain, 1981. And I've got a real soft spot for this.
Y solo yo he enamorados en la playa bajo el sol. No hay nadie más alrededor, y en la arena yo dibujo un corazón. El viento enreda tus cabellos como queriéndote acariciar. Y solo tú y solo yo, el cielo azul y en tus ojos el amor. Mirando el mar embrujador, nos abrazamos con la fuerza de un ciclón. Nada, 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 nada es igual si tú no estás. Me quedo con mi soledad en un rincón. Wow, wow. Nada, 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 nada es igual si no estás tú. Wow, wow. Y solo tú y solo yo sabemos todos los secretos del amor. Y solo tú y solo yo, en nuestro mundo dulce, alegre y soñador, entre mis brazos yo te beso, siento en tus labios fuego abrasador. Y nada, 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 nada es igual si tú no estás. Me quedo con mi soledad en un rincón. Wow, wow. Nada, 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 nada es igual si no estás tú. Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Y solo tú yo, sabemos todos los secretos del amor. Y solo tú y solo yo, en nuestro mundo dulce, alegre y soñador, entre mis brazos yo te beso, siento en tus labios fuego abrasador. Me quedo con mi soledad en un rincón. Wow, wow. Nada, 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 nada es igual si no estás tú. Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Nada, 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 nada es igual si tú no estás. Me quedo con mi soledad en un rincón.
Shelley with Y Solo Tú, Spain, 1981. Coming in 13th place with 40 points was the Belgian entry from Emily Starr with the song Samson, sung in Dutch. So it's the Dutch Flemish part of Belgium to represent them that year. And they didn't do too badly, but 13th place, that's all right. But going into joint 11th place, we're going to hear the two songs that came 11th with 41 points. First up is the Danish entry, Tommy C. Batch and David Cameron. Debbie Cameron. That would have been even funnier, I'm sure. With the song, especially if he tried to sing in Danish, Køre eller ej, Straight or Curly Hair, was the song there from Tommy C. Batch and Debbie Cameron. Now, Debbie Cameron got quite upset at the fact that they didn't do very well in the contest, and they thought that the UK bribed RTE to win the contest somehow. It's quite well documented that, and quite sad that they had a bit of sour grapes there, I'm afraid. But the song, I think, is fantastic. I do love the Danish entry, and it did deserve better than 11th place. But we'll hear the song that also came 11th with it, as I said, after this song. So here is Tommy C. Batch, Debbie Cameron with Køre eller ej. It's Denmark, 1981.
Tre med store brune øjne. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is Dana from Ireland, wishing you all a very happy Christmas.
C'est peut-être pas l'Amérique, mais l'Amérique, ce n'est pas tout. J'ai dans le cœur une musique, et cette musique, pour moi, c'est beaucoup. Elle vient du Nord ou de Provence, elle est tramontane ou mistral, elle est le violon pour la danse ou le cœur dans la cathédrale. Elle chante dans mes soirs de fête, elle berce mes nuits de cafard. Elle est balade ou chansonnette, elle est piano, elle est guitare. C'est peut-être pas l'Amérique, mais l'Amérique, ce n'est pas tout. J'ai dans le cœur une musique, et cette musique, pour moi, c'est... Elle vient du fond de nos mémoires, elle vient d'avant que l'on soit né. Elle nous raconte notre histoire, nos racines et notre passé. Si l'univers est à l'orage, si la terre tremble sous nos pieds, nous continuerons le voyage pour qu'elle n'arrête pas de chanter. C'est peut-être pas l'Amérique, mais l'Amérique, ce n'est pas tout. J'ai dans le cœur une musique, et cette musique, pour moi, c'est beaucoup. Dans le cœur une musique, et cette musique pour moi c'est beaucoup.
Jean-Claude Pascal with C'est peut-être pas l'Amérique. I may not be American. Yes, that was the Luxembourgish entry to the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest, coming 11th with 41 points. Well, C'est peut-être pas l'Amérique is, I hope I pronounced that right, is in praise of Europe and its lifestyle, with Pascal singing that American isn't everything and explaining that he prefers the winds of southern France and the music he hears there. Pascal also recorded the song in German entitled, oh dear, I'm not going to try and pronounce that. Or today, most things are very American. There we go. I'm not going to try and pronounce that in German, because German I really struggle at, really, unless I know what I'm talking about. But Jean-Claude Pascal, along with Luxembourg and France's Anne-Marie David, Israel's Isaac Cohen, Ireland's Johnny Logan, and also Sweden's Charlotte Pirelli and Charlotte Nilsson, was one of the very few Eurovision winners to return to the contest since its inception some 5 decades ago. And he had won the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest for Luxembourg in Cannes in France, which was called Nous Amoureux. Here we are. Nous Amoureux. We the Lovers, or Us Lovers, something like that. Right, okay, now let's move on to the next song in our 1981 Eurovision Song Contest review. And it is the Swedish entry that came 10th with 50 points. Points. Björn Skifis with Fangad Evi Drum. Fangad Evi Drum means captured in a dream. Björn Skifis, Sweden 1981.
Där hände det att natten är lång. Heb
What a sweet song from the Netherlands in 1981. Ninth place with 51 points. That's Het is een wonder, which means it's a wonder. Yeah. Linda Williams there. And as you can tell, that's a ballad with Williams singing about the effect that meaning her lover has had on her. And she explains that she has not previously experienced happiness, but now she's surrounded by it. And Williams also recorded an English language version of the entry under the title I Am the Lady. Okay, we'll leave that in your minds there. She's a lady. Good for her. Right, we'll skip over the Greek entry, I'm afraid. Yanis Damiatris with Faragi. Oh my god. Kalokarino. That's 8th place with 55 points. But with 7th place with 56 points is the Israeli entry, which we played in the Eurovision showcases a little while ago, I must admit. But one of my favourite Israeli entries. This is great. This is Akol Hova Habibi. No, Akol Hova Habibi with the song Hey Lay Lala, which is sung in Hebrew, of course. And I suppose the joy of the Eurovision Showcase is also trying to listen to me to try and speak in every European language, but also some Middle Eastern languages like Hebrew, of course. So here we go. This is Israel 1981. Hay Lay Lala from Akol Hova Habibi.
No. Hi, this is Monsel Merlet from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Cyprus, his debut Eurovision entry in 1981 there. That's Ireland with Monica, coming sixth with 69 points. And featuring in Ireland was Alexio, who sang the song As Pro Mavo, which was Cyprus's entry in 1987, excuse me. Yes, of course, because we're talking about 1981, but I have 1981 on my mind, of course. Well, thank you for listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with Kieran Tuttiot. Now, I have a request a little bit later on in the show for Andrew Mallon up in Leeds, who's listening to us, so stay tuned, Andrew, towards the end of the show. The next up song is a song that came fifth with 105 points. It's the Irish entry, Sheba with Horoscopes.
Rushing for the papers every day to find out what the stars have got to say about the fortunes that are on the way. It's crazy, crazy. Working, not waiting, not forever we'll hope. Success comes from what we do, not from what we're told. And counting on love, he starts his living a false hope. Don't let the planets take control of our lives. Believe in the truth and not celestial. Above a ride, our horoscope.
tempesta, camminiamo un po' sulla sabbia pesta, chiacchieriamo un po'. Ho sbagliato io, hai sbagliato tu, quel che è stato è stato.
Senza te for Switzerland in 1981, there by Peter Surenmark, who represented Switzerland on four separate occasions, each singing in a different language. In 1971, they sang in French. 1976, they sang in English. And in 1979, they sang in German. And then finally, in 1981, they sang the song Italian. And a lot of people think that that should have won and is one of the best Swiss entries at the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, that's up to you to decide. Right, now let's move on to the song that came third now. It's the French entry, Jean Gabilou, with 125 points with the song Hom Mama Hom, which doesn't really mean anything, to be perfectly honest. But it's a great song, France 1981.
Sur une galaxie en l'an 3000, un vieil homme est assis sur le sol gris.
Sur le sol gris.
Autour de lui, tous les enfants sont réunis pour écouter ce qu'il va raconter. Regardez mes petits là-bas dans la nuit.
Là dans la nuit.
Cette boule qui brille était pleine de vie. Les hommes de la guerre en étaient fiers et l'avaient baptisé la terre. Oumana Hom, Oumana Hom, Oumana Hom, terre, terre des hommes. Il y avait de l'eau et de grands arbres.
C'est quoi un arbre?
Et des milliers d'oiseaux volant sur les vagues.
C'est quoi les vagues?
Et plein de fruits dans les vallées, les prairies et les forêts savaient encore chanter. Il y avait des femmes et des filles en fleurs.
C'est quoi les fleurs?
Les hommes les portaient autour de leur cœur.
C'est quoi les fleurs?
Les femmes de la guerre en étaient.
Home à ma home by Jean Gabilou, that came third for France, 125 points. So in second place with 132 points, 4 points away from the win, was the German entry from Liena Vaitas, which was she's got Lithuanian roots. I think her dad was Lithuanian. And here is the song for Germany in 1981 that came second. It's Johnny Blue.
Blue, blue, blue Johnny Blue. Blue, alle singen. Johnny Blue und die ganze Welt hört zu. Er wuchs auf ohne Freunde, denn keiner wird spielen mit einem, der blind war wie er. Und er saß meist zu Hause, die Jungen da draußen, die riefen bloß hinter ihm her. Sie riefen Blue, Blue, Blue Johnny Blue. Welche Farbe hat die Sonne? Johnny Blue, Kinder können grausam sein. Auf der alten Gitarre, die ihm jemand schenkte, da spielte er sie, war sein Freund. Seine Lieder, die klangen nach Hoffnung und Freude und manchmal als ob jemand weint. Und er sang Blue, Blue, Blue Johnny Blue. Welche Farbe Johnny Blue und die Kinder hörten zu. Und bald spielte keiner so wie er. Seine Lieder, die singen den Menschen ans Herz. Und er malte Farben aus Musik und vergaß all seinen Schmerz. Und bald kamen 10.000 zu seinen Konzerten, denn er schenkte ihm Zukunft zu glauben, im Dunkel des Lebens, er hatte es selber geschafft. Oh Johnny Blue, Blue, Blue Johnny Blue, und sie kamen immer wieder. Blue, Blue, Blue Johnny Blue, keiner spielt so schön wie du.
Lena Vaitas with Johnny Blue, Germany, 1981. Now, apologies to Andrew Mallin up in Leeds. I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to play your song, which is a Bucks Fizz song, actually, shockingly. We will play that next week's show, all right? So stay tuned for that. Our apologies, Macy, but that will be coming on Christmas Eve, of course, next week's show on the 24th. Very exciting times. Yeah, so we'll be here on Christmas Eve as usual for our 1 hour Eurovision Showcase special. But I must play the winning song also from Bucks Fizz. So Andrew, I hope you don't mind. This is Bucks Fizz, the winner of the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest. It is Making Your Mind Up.
Making your mind up.
Bucks Fizz, Making Your Mind Up, the UK Eurovision winner from 1981, winning with 136 points, so it was only 4 points ahead of the German entry. Well, thank you for joining me, Kira Nuri Tussiet, as we dived into the history books on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM this week and looked at the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest from Dublin, Ireland and the RDS Simmons Court Pavilion. Yes. So I hope you could join us next Sunday at 5 p.m, which is Christmas Eve, as we play plenty of Eurovision songs as well as those cheeky special Christmas favourites. So take care, enjoy this wonderful week. Toodaloo, arrivederci, au revoir, fi de sain, and a Merry Christmas to each and every one of you.
Station.